Thank you for a kind introduction. My name is Eben Matre Ellingsen. I'm the CEO of Fearnley Securities and Fearnley Capital Markets. We are proud sponsor of this year's Capital Link Conference. I'm sure that it will be a success. First of all, thank you everybody for coming. It will be a great day with great speakers and industrial professionals participating. Our aim for this conference is to share the best ideas we have and our insight during the day. Fearnley has been in the market for 150 years. So we are a truly shipping-based company, and we have Stamina, which has been mentioned in the US campaign very, very often. My aim today for the presentation is really to give a few ideas which will be discussed during the conference later today. And that is about asset values and equity values, transportation, the growth for transportation and the drivers behind it, a little bit on about the capital market, the way we look at it, and in the end, some recommendations. First of all, you have experienced, and we have experienced, massive depreciation of asset values. Not only asset values, but as you can see on the right chart, also the equity values. This year, it's only one company, one sector that is positive, and that is the LNG sector, which is up 33%. And I'm happy that some of the players will join us today in the panel discussions. In the dry bulk sector, I think we saw the bottom of the asset valuation in March, April this year. After that, we have seen a slow uptick on that asset class. I will return to that, and my analyst team will probably underpin that even stronger later today, but we are extremely bullish on the dry bulk sector from a fundamental basis and analysis. It's all about transportation need and demand, and it's either you think about GDP or anything related to that, but from the way we like to look at it, GDP is very closely linked, of course, with energy consumption. And as you can see, the main components of everything that has been traded on the sea will be gas, oil, and coal, and derivatives, of course. It has been a very dry market, capital market this year. The upper graph, you can see the equity transaction in the sector we think is relevant, meaning that the transaction in Norway and United States is close to record low, really. The trades that have been done and the issue that has been taking place has primarily been to restructure companies and to save them from bankruptcy. There is, however, some growth capital coming into the market, and we are extremely happy that we joined Eagle Bulker this year and raised $88 million for them just the day after the Brexit, and that was a pain, I can tell you. We really did not expect the Brexit, so we could have been probably some more prudent planning, but there was no way that we expected Brexit, so it was a really painful experience, but we are extremely happy that we closed the deal just after Brexit. On the bond side, what we see these days is that the good companies are able and are moving in the market to raise bond. Still, the bond investors are reluctant to decrease the margins. But there have been some good names, as you can see. Gaslog, Stolt-Nielsen, Maersk, and Ocean Yield have been in the market, raised capital. We think the bond market will be even more important this year, reason being that we see from the bank, and we are talking very close to some of the large shipping banks, they are not eager to increase their exposure. They all have very strong and even stronger equity demand closer to year end, so that the equity requirement is going to increase, and people try not to increase the exposure. We are talking about shipping today, but as you're all aware of, the really big pain is in the offshore, and the shipping banks are heavily exposed to the offshore sector. So they are reluctant to kind of increase, they like to keep the capital for at least to January. And in that since we think the bond market is a very good source of capital. This one I've been in touch upon. We tried to indicate what kind of companies have been in the market, and as I mentioned, Eagle Bulk has willing to kind of increase for growth capital. It should also be mentioned probably that in March this year, we raised, Fearnley Securities raised $250 million for a pure opportunistic OSV restructuring fund backed by CM Industries. So is it only bad, and is the future looking, how is the future looking? Well, first of all, we have followed the shipyard for many, many years. And what we have experienced, of course, the earnings in that sector has been really bad, and it's going to be even worse. As you can see from the graph on the left-hand side, that shows the contracting activity, and we think really that we are closing into 20 years low on new building orders, which is bull for the shipping industry. On the right-hand side, you can see the order backlog, of course, and that would be just kind of, that would be a reflection of the intake on the yards. If this is still the case 1 year from now on, there will be an extremely bullish market in the dry bulk sector and in many other sectors as well. You all know that it's all about demand and supply, and the supply has been fueled by very many orders from ship owners that really didn't have a clue about how to build a business. That is probably, that was kind of, I have to put that a little bit different perhaps, but there are too many players in the market that really wasn't backed by the industry. So financial players building up position in the shipping has proven not to be a good investment at least. So the most important thing, and my team will really come back to this later on, but the way we look at dry bulk these days, we are extremely bullish. Why is that? As you see, there's very few orders. There are too many ships, of course, today, no doubt about that. But the order book is coming down, and we think there will be scrapping because the cash flow in the business is too low today. And when EMU comes in place, that means that from November next year, a lot of ships will go out of the market. So we are extremely bullish on that sector. My analyst on Fearnley, he'd been there for 25 years, and then he said to me, Eben, I've never been so convinced that dry bulk is the right place to be. Tankers is October, and October every year is a bull market in tankers. So bear that in mind. There will be increased rates, and investors will jump into that market. So we think that we are closing down on the cycle, so you should be well, well positioned in the tanker market as well. And of course, not to forget the LNG, which we think from a fundamental point of view, it's a massive gas coming into the market. It needs to be transported, and whatever price there is on that LNG. And for Höegh, which will be on the panel today, they are really, really benefiting from a low energy price on gas. They're not transporting gas; they're converting gas to energy. So that would be my concluding remark. I'm extremely happy to be here, and my team is well represented today with analysts and head of corporate, so we'll be around. Thank you very much.